It was wariness on Wall Street. Stocks opened up, but remained mixed and closed that way at the end of the day. It's the business news headlines for Friday the 13th. Yeah, it is. Thanks for being here with us. In other business news, you are propping up the economy. Thank you very much, but at what cost? Whole Foods is ditching healthcare for nearly 2,000 workers. Mortgage rates are back in the news. Those stories and a bunch more. And then, because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts from CityView is in with stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, 100Ps, and welcome to Friday the 13th edition of the Business News Hour. Yeah, the sewer backed up, the car quit. It's just kind of one of those days today. Well, global developments took the front seat today on Wall Street as investors consider trade issues. The New York Times reports that China will exempt some U.S. agricultural products, including soybeans and pork, from additional tariffs. Yesterday, the U.S. welcomed China's renewed purchases of some farm goods, with President Donald Trump saying it was expecting Beijing would purchase large amounts of agricultural products in the very near future. Trump also said he would consider an interim trade deal with China. The uncertainty of the day, though, saw the Dow up for the eighth day, but only by 37 points. The NASDAQ was off by 17 points, and the S&P 500 finished the day down 2 points. Well, congratulations. You are driving the U.S. economy. Today we learned that you, spent strongly in August, even though the rest of the world is uncertain. American shoppers rolled on, and retail sales increased by 0.4%. That's kind of a big deal because that beat economists' estimates for a 0.2% increase. And even more, July's retail sales were revised upward to 0.8%. But, and you knew there would be one, retail sales for August were driven by a spending spree on vehicles. Americans boosted that sector by 1.8%. Without the vehicle sales, however, the August number would have been flat. It seems you spent strongly on vehicles, building materials, and sporting goods in August, which is a key month for auto dealers to whittle down their stockpiles of older models during Labor Day promotions. Congratulations, and thanks for spending. Watch those credit cards, however. Well, yesterday, Amazon-owned Whole Foods said that they will be withdrawing medical benefits for hundreds of its part-time workers starting January 1st. Of next year. In the past, employees needed to work at least 20 hours a week to qualify for the health care plan. Now, they'll need to work at least 30 hours. So who might this change impact? Well, less than 2% of Whole Foods workers, or about 1,900 employees, will no longer be eligible for medical coverage under the new policy. Well, according to Mortgage Rates Daily, the average rate on the 30-year fixed is now 13 basis points higher than it was on Monday, and 29 basis points higher than its last low back on September 4th. That's the biggest short-term jump since the week after the election of President Trump. Now, while that's bad news for borrowers, there is good news. The rates are still incredibly low, and in the weeks before this turnaround, rates had fallen to the lowest level in 3 years. Meanwhile, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, mortgage applications for refinancing a home were actually flat last week despite the low rates. Folks must be out there buying cars, you think? Well, the Wall Street Journal is today reporting that the two mortgage giants, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, have a new lease on life. After the 2008 mortgage meltdown, Democrats and Republicans wanted to ditch the two, but then they found out how difficult it would be to replace them. Well, the two giants are back, and it looks like stronger than ever. A Trump administration housing finance roadmap released last week says the government-controlled companies should remain at the center of American home ownership system for the foreseeable future. The administration's report outlines a path that would return the firms to private ownership, but with a government backstop. An envisioned multi-year transition won't have any immediate effect on housing markets, but its impact in the future will turn on many details that remain to be decided. Fannie and Freddie don't make loans, you know, but they do buy them from lenders. Then they package them into securities that are sold to investors and provide guarantees to make the investors whole if the loans default. Well, here's a retail company that's bucking the trend. Old Navy is planning a massive expansion with 800 new stores as it moves to become a standalone brand. The cut-price retail chain's robust growth contrasts with the plummeting fortunes of its parent flagship, The Gap, which has been buffeted by slumping sales and store closures. And finally, there is this. If the Foxfire books means anything to you, well, maybe it's time to dust them off and give them to a millennial. This group of people, one of the largest generations, will soon enter its prime spending years, and they'll be inheriting about $30 trillion in wealth. That's a bunch of spending power. And the industries that experts say will reap the benefits are, ready? Are you ready for this? Camping, frozen foods, micro-mobility, and personal finance are among the industries anticipated to reap the benefits of millennial spending, aligning with the generation's emphasis on experiences and challenging stereotypes of fiscal irresponsibility. Okay, but really, this is all seriousness. You do need to get a copy of the Foxfire series. You will learn so very much, at least with the whole camping and roughing experience that you would like to do. Hey, coming up next, because it is Friday, Jeff Pitts from Cityview. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. Enjoy, and happy Friday the 13th.